You come in the house and his face is bright red and he's just laughing. I said, what's the matter? He goes, come here and listen to this. I said, oh, no.
Everyone's got things they like to do. Taking pictures, playing cards, or shooting pool. Well, there's bowling leagues and racing, and there's places to go skating. But for me, there's only one thing that I dearly love to do. I like to fuck. I like to fuck. On the stairway, in the park, or in a truck.
People think it, but they don't say it. But Larry, he thinks that and says it. Couldn't believe some of them, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I like to fuck.
Everybody sing now. Y'all know the words. Here we go. I like to fuck.
I like to fuck.
I like to fuck.
I like to fuck.
Once in a while, we'd get to drinking, and I'd play that song, and everybody said, play that dirty one again. Play that dirty one again. And it seemed like that's all I was doing. I thought, well, heck, I can do better than that. So I just done a hell of a lot better than that.
In 1993, Larry Pierce sent in a demo tape for me to listen to. I didn't know who Larry Pierce was at all, and it turned out to be great.
Laughing Hyena is just a small, I mean, almost in perspective, is like a mom and pop operation. It's a small label, small distributorship, but they are nationwide.
Our demographics are people who are traveling the highways first and foremost, truckers.
I hope a young truck driver picks up the tape, enjoys it, and says, who is this guy?
She licked my scrotum. She licked my scrotum. Now I don't care about those letters or who wrote them.
Well, nothing in. Came online.
Just a normal family man, a normal life, and working a factory, third shift. Nothing special.
I gave up.
And while you're working on parts, you have time to think and daydream. It's repetition, like assembly work, you know. And you daydream, and when you have a chance, you jot something down.
Pin me up against the wall and suck and lick my balls. You can give it everything you got, but there ain't nothing like a good hard fucking.
Who else is going to sit down and actually write music where it sounds like a serious song, just the words are not?
He likes to twist words. He likes to know the meaning of words. And I think he enjoys putting all those forbidden words together.
He's quick to pick up on everything. You can say something, he'll make a two or three notes out of it right away. You know, start strumming it, singing it, sounds good.
And sometimes I go a while and nothing would come to me, and I think, well, man, there's only so much you can write about, you know. This is going to dry up. But then, that was about 100 songs ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Larry Pierce.